JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, more Jamaicans learning Spanish at the Venezuelan Institute. And later, our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Attention residents and persons living and working in the Crossroads area. The Pika Passport mobile team will be at the National Water Commission on Morosca Road from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on February 27 to accept your application for a Jamaican passport. No cash will be accepted. Pay using debit and credit card only. Come on out and get your passport at NWC Crossroads, Tuesday, February 27 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Fortitude Jamaicans have started a 2-year Spanish program at the Venezuelan Institute. The Institute, located at 24 Windsor Avenue in Kingston, offers complimentary Spanish and guitar classes for children and adults. The students will remain at the basic level for a period of 10 weeks before moving on to the intermediate, advanced, and superior levels of training.
We are happy to start this new program. Right now, we will have films in Spanish, about the Venezuelan history, about the region, the Caribbean and Latin American countries. And we have people, native people from Venezuela that will support in this sense.
Chargé d'affaires at the Embassy of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, Luisa Gutierrez. Ms. Gutierrez knows that the facilitators of the classes will be rotated, adding that it is important for students to interact with different teachers to hear different pronunciations of the Spanish language. She adds that the embassy is interested in partnering with the Education Ministry to help boost Spanish language training at all levels of Jamaica's education system.
We want to talk to the authorities in the area of education to do some special program, because we are sure that if we help in this area, more and more people improve the level of Spanish.
Persons interested in learning Spanish can call the Venezuelan Institute at 631-3489 or email ivccjamaica@gmail.com or contact the Embassy of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela at 36 Trafalgar Road, Kingston 10. Jamaica's culture is the dynamic reservoir of the ways of thinking and doing, and that inherently affects all aspects of human life and forms the basis of our values, objectives, and outlook for the future. Value your culture. Promote your culture. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the PIOJ at 906-446-324 to learn more. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature.
Play out some music. Reggae music.
Born William Alexander Anthony Clark in 1948, he was the lead singer of one of the most successful reggae bands out of Jamaica. He began his career in the mid-1960s and was a member of the Inner Circle Band. During a successful vocation spanning about half a century, he recorded hits like 96 Degrees and Try Ja Love during his time with the group. Do you know who it is? Find out when we return.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JCF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JCF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JCF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JCF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Bunny Rugs of Third World. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer and for producer Vanessa Silvera, I'm Vaughn Davis. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.